Timothy Curtin is an officer at the Department of Immigration. You will hear him talking to foreign students at a business college regarding visa regulations. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 13 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 13 to 20.
What I'd like to do now is go through the steps you have to follow when you want to extend your student visa, because a lot of students have to do that at some point while they're in this country. The first thing you have to do if you want to extend your visa is to pay for the next course you're planning to take. As you know, all courses have to be paid in advance. The course itself has to be of at least 4 months' duration, and you are advised to submit your visa application at least 2 months before the course is due to commence, if possible. You need to keep a copy of the receipt of payment and send us the original. We advise that with all the documents you send us, that you keep photocopies for yourself, just in case any go missing. You'll also have to get a letter from the college you've been attending, which states your attendance record at that college. You already know that one of the requirements of a student visa is that you turn up to a minimum of 75% of your classes. If you've been absent for more than 25% of classes, you'll have to provide medical certificates stating that you were ill and unable to attend classes on those days. You then need to fill in a form to extend your student visa. That's Form 726C. You can obtain one by visiting any branch of our department, or else you can access it on the internet. At the end of my talk, I'll be handing out a brochure that gives our website address, as well as the addresses of department offices throughout the country. On top of that, you'll also need to be able to show that you have the means to support yourself while in this country. It's been estimated that the average student needs $15,000 a year to live on. And for that reason, you'll need to prove that you've got at least $6,000 in a bank account. It's got to be a bank account in this country, so $10,000 in a foreign account is of no use. Of course, your passport has to be still valid. And what else? Ah, yes. Then you'll need 3 passport photos. Make sure they're fairly recent photos. You then take all these documents and the form down to the immigration office, along with your passport. As you can see, there's quite a lot to do, so don't leave it till the last minute. You've got to lodge your application, along with all the documents, at least 3 weeks before the old visa expires. You have to pay for the visa application too, and that money's non-refundable. You can pay by cash, credit card or cheque. Oh, by the way, it'll cost you $325 to apply for an extension of your student visa. Wait, let me check that. Oh, that's right, it's gone up to $435. Then it'll take about a week to process your application. But we also have to make allowances for weekends and public holidays, and at times we have heavy workloads, so it may take as long as 12 working days before you get a reply. You might hear from us before that, but don't contact us before that period of time has passed. There may be a few things we need to ask you about before granting a visa, so there's a chance you'll be invited to an interview just so that we can check up on anything. But we'll let you know if we think that's necessary. Don't worry, if you can't remember all these things I've been talking about, they're all on Form 726C. Well, I think that's about enough from me. Now, do any of you have any questions?